John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Eventually, we get to talk to everybody, and it has taken me a career to get this guy on the phone. Steve Perry is on the phone. Of course, he's got a brand new album coming out. It doesn't come out until October 5th, called Traces, but the new single, we debuted yesterday, Noah Rayson. Hiya, Steve.
Gosh, John, thank you so much for playing yesterday. I so appreciate it.
That's quite all right. Well, we're about to play it again for anybody who didn't hear it. We were playing it all day yesterday.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a career's worth of questions for you.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's start with this. Why did you quit? Where did you go? There's two questions.
Why did you quit? Where did you go? Those are the good questions. Well, I was totally burned out. You know, I always loved music, and since a little kid, I had passion for music. It kind of saved my life when my parents split up when I was a kid, and I got into 45s and all the nuances of the music that I was loving at the time. And when I joined Journey, that feeling, that reaching for those moments was there, and it continued. And at some point, because we worked so hard, I got burnt out. I really did. Mm-hmm. And I started to worry because my passion for music was going away, and that was really concerning me. And, you know, John, back in those days, we would come to Philly, and we used to play the Spectrum in Philly, by
the
way. I guess they tore it down. I don't know.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. but it was one of my favorite places of all to play was the Philly Spectrum. And, you know, when my passion for music was starting to wane, you know, we all started reaching a bit for exterior enhancements, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, it was the 80s.
Okay. All right. So now we know what we're talking about. But the problem is that I knew that that was going to be a downward slope. And so my heart told me the only thing I need to do is stop. And it was not a popular idea with a band. It was certainly not going to be a popular idea with the fans. So I just didn't talk about it. I didn't say nothing to nobody. Just one day, I just said, I can't do this anymore. And they went, what? You know, I said, I just can't. I got to stop. And I did.
After you stopped, people speculated on all kinds of reasons.
I know.
But you never really responded to any of that. Was there a reason for that?
It was none of my business to chase after speculations or rumors. Mm-hmm. And I still feel that way, honestly. I stay out of all that. It's really none of my business. And I will tell you, one of the rumors was that I had throat cancer.
Right.
That got started because my mother was very ill, and I took her to Houston at the Houston Med Center, and she was in the radiology area trying to get some scans done. And so people saw me sitting. They didn't know my mother.
Okay.
They just saw me sitting there, and they put two and two together. By the way, John, to the point that my own grandfather got a phone call from an old friend of his saying, well, did you hear about Steve? He's got throat cancer.
Oh my God.
My grandfather calls me, upset with me. Why are you don't tell me? Why you keep a secret? I said, what are you talking about? You have a throat cancer. I said, what are you talking about? So I put together, it must be I took mom to the Houston Med Center and people are talking. Swear to God, that's a God's truth, I swear.
Steve Perry is our guest. I want to get to some Journey music and then we'll come back and talk some more. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
In what is a rare opportunity, Steve Perry is on the phone with us this morning. So what gets you back to music? Now we've got music from you again. When did you start writing again, and why did it take so long?
I really walked away from it with the intention of never walking back into it. And if music was going to really come back to me, then so be it. Because I'd already lived the dream of dreams, really, to be honest. And I didn't want to redo anything I already had done. So time went on, and I just lived my life, and then I met Kelly Nash, and she had been fighting for her life for 3 years with breast cancer, but she'd never know it. She looked amazing. She was just beautiful, and she was a PhD psychologist and had her own life, and that was, by the way, that was, to me, really attractive because she had her own life she had worked hard for,
right?
And that meant something to me too. And so we hooked up, and just we were inseparable. One night she asked me to make a promise to her that if something was to ever happen to her, that I would not go back into isolation. I wasn't really hiding out, but I was certainly not in the music business. So when I lost Kelly, it took about two and a half years of serious grieving before I could emotionally be okay to start writing without either crying or having a writer block. So I started writing, and it just opened up the floodgates. So the record ended up having hopeful songs, happy songs, R&B songs, some really sad songs, and songs like No Erasin', which are about a reunion situation, meeting somebody at a reunion that you haven't seen for a long time.
All right, so when you say in the opening of that song, "I know it's been a long time coming since I saw your face," are you talking about Kelly, or are you talking about us?
I'm talking about the person that is in the reunion and you.
Okay.
The fans, you know?
So how did it feel to get back in the studio and start? Now, did you do this in your house like everybody does nowadays?
Well, I built a really, really class A studio in my house, which I've always wanted to have. And I loaded it with all the appropriate gear, which I love. And got a great engineer by the name of Tom Flowers. And we started recording. And Tom plays guitar on a lot of the stuff, too, by the way. He's a great guitarist. And we just started recording it and bringing in drummers like Vinny Caliudo for No More Crying or Josh Freese for No Erasin'. We just started recording, and that's how it started.
You know, we just saw Vinny with Jeff Beck here in town.
Oh, man. Oh,
he's
man.
A monster.
He crushes.
Oh, he's a monster.
He's scary. I told him one time, I said, "Vinny, you know what the deal is about you?" Because I'm an old drummer. I said, "What you're playing is one thing, but what you're not playing is so loud." You know, it's so loud between the notes that when you are playing, the stuff between it is just as loud. I said, "Vinny, I'm getting it from both sides, man." And he started to laugh. He says, "Yeah, man, I like that."
You know. Okay, the album doesn't come out until October. Are you going to go and support this album? And we do. We have replaced the Spectrum. Right, yeah. Just so you know. Right?
What's it look like now? It doesn't look the same, though.
No, it doesn't look the same. Basically the same shape. It's a sort of that, you know, big zero, right?
You know, the old Spectrum had such a steel ceiling. It was just this big erector set, that place. And the reason I loved it is because everything sounded so bright and huge in there. And I love echo. So, like, Spectrum came with amazing echo. every time we play the Spectrum, it was... It's truly one of my favorite places to play.
But let's get to the question. Will you take this out on the road?
Well, we're talking about that, but right now I'm really, really concentrating on the fact that it took forever. It really has been a long time coming for me.
You're talking about calling me?
Well, it's just been a long time to get that feeling to write music again and feel good about it. And I mean, there's so many aspects of making a record. There's mixing, arranging, mastering with Bob Ludwig. I mean,
God.
He did this record. He did a beautiful job. Bob, too, by the way. He's a genius. So I'm more into talking about the emotional aspect of all the different kinds of music on this record.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to go out, would you want to do big arenas, or would you want to do something a little more,
I don't really know. That's a discussion we haven't really had to that degree yet. There has been some talk, but we haven't got that far yet.
All right. Well, look, I want to get to the song. I want to thank you for taking the time. Please, please promise me, because, you know, I'm old. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live.
You're old.
I think you only got a year on me. So.
Oh, so you're 60?
There was a joke.
Say yes. Just say yes.
I'll just say yes. Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.